This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. 5-Minute University begins now. I was talking about grease and grease fitting. So, there's a fitting called a Zerk, Z-E-R-K, fitting. And it's a valve. It's a little screw-in valve that is at a location on piece of equipment that need to be lubricated periodically. It's a convenience type valve, and you push the tip of a grease gun onto it, and it temporarily locks and can withstand, the 5,000 psi, 5,000 pounds per square inch pressure of the grease coming through this little tiny check ball valve into the item you're going to be lubricating. And they've been used for as long as I've been alive, as far as I can tell. I've been using grease guns and Zerk fittings for, 60 years. And I'm thinking that before I started using them, 10 years before, the 1950s, they were still being used. So they're a great way to apply grease and lubrication to devices that need it. And to apply grease, you're going to need a grease gun. And there are two main styles. There's the lever action, and that has a long cylinder that holds a cartridge, 14.1-ounce cartridge of grease. And the cartridges are disposable. They're like a tube made out of cardboard with a aluminum peel-off cap on one end and a plastic cap on the other. And you pull off the plastic cap, you peel off the aluminum peel top, and you insert the cartridge into the barrel, if you will, of the grease gun. And there are two types of grease guns. There's the lever action, which has a long lever, and it's kind of inconvenient to use. It's more difficult, more cumbersome to use than a pistol grip. But they both hold the same 14.1 ounce cartridges, and they work great. I prefer the pistol grip for most applications. However, if you have an application that requires a lot of pressure, then you're going to want to use the lever action, the grease gun. So we have both, and there are lots of brands that are out there, lots of names that I've never heard of before. And so I like the American ones, and a great name in grease guns is Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N. They're pricey. They didn't used to be, but they are now. Compared to the, the imported ones, the Asian imported ones, they're much more expensive, probably twice as expensive. So where you can buy a grease gun for maybe $20, $25 that's imported, it's going to cost you about $50 for a Lincoln brand or more. But they are a lifetime tool. And I know that the plastics that are used, and there's not much plastic in a grease gun, maybe just the compression ring, if you will, is made out of plastic inside the barrel to push the grease up the tube. That may have some plastic in it, but other than that, it's metal. And it's the one I have is actually cast iron. They have a couple different models: cast iron head, and then there's an aluminum head. The aluminum head is easier to machine, weighs less, a little less durable. So I like the cast iron one. So mine is a Lincoln cast iron head lever action grease gun, and then we have the Lincoln pistol grip one. Now, the idea with the pistol grip, you can hold the whole grease gun with one hand, your right hand if you're right-handed, and in the left hand you can have a flexible rubber reinforced hose with the the grease fitting adapter on the end. And you can push the grease fitting adapter onto the Zerk fitting with your left hand, kind of hold it in place, squeeze the trigger with your right hand, and apply grease. And typically, for a lot of machinery, now this would be farm machinery, you'll grease it slowly, and just as you hear the grease coming out of, let's say, the steering system, let's say the kingpins on a tractor, where it's designed to bleed out the excess grease without doing damage to seals, you squeeze the grease gun until grease just comes out, and you stop. Okay. Now, there are other items that you grease, and you do not want the grease to come out because you'll damage the seals. And that would be like ball joints on cars, tie rod ends on cars, front steering suspension pieces on cars. And here's the interesting thing. What I found in my life, all the items that I have serviced with grease fittings, Zerk fittings, and that I've greased regularly, I've never had a failure. Never. And back in the 1990s, we started seeing steering suspension components that were greased for life without Zerk fittings. So you didn't have to grease them. But they didn't last worth a darn. They wore out because you didn't keep applying grease. And it used to be that when you, back in the 1960s, if you brought your vehicle into the local service station, you get a oil change, grease job, and sometimes you get an engine tune-up. 10,000-mile engine tune-up, maybe every 5,000 miles an oil change, and grease. And you'd have the tie rod ends greased, the front ball joints greased, the universal joints on the drive shaft greased, and they would last the life of the vehicle, unless you didn't grease them. Now, we don't grease them, because they're not greasable. And they wear out at 100,000 miles, maybe 150,000 miles. But the trucks that we see that come in for service here at the shop, when we change the oil, we grease the front ends, and you know what? We don't see failures. If the suspension parts, the front steering parts, the universal joints have grease fittings, Zerk fittings, we grease them, and they never fail. They last the life of the vehicle. I'm talking 300,000 miles plus, maybe 400,000. You've got one truck that we've been greasing. It's a 1999 Dodge truck. It's ours. We grease it every time that it comes in for an oil change. We have never had grease fitting failures. Never. And that goes back to a lawnmower. We have a riding lawnmower. I've had it since the 60s, the early 60s. It's a Cub Cadet, 10 horsepower, 42-inch cut. I've mentioned this a couple times. But here's a new twist to it. It has Zerk fittings on the mower spindles. There are three mower spindles. It has Zerk fittings on the steering components. We have never had a failure. And this is a 1962. Built in 1962. No failures. None. Now, if you contrast that with the lawnmowers that you see at the big box store, the Chinese factory outlet, they have, you don't have to worry about greasing too much of that. And those are the ones that you see on Craigslist. You know, they're a few years old, and they're selling it, you know, for $250 because there are problems with them. So what we used to do is we used to take care of our equipment. Farmers used to take care of their equipment. They used to know how to do all these things. And they would grease the equipment on a regular basis, and it would last a very, very long time. I mean, it would outlast the farmers in many cases. So there's a protocol for greasing. The current protocol for us is we use just a few different kinds of grease. Red grease in tubes is what we use primarily for most applications. I'm talking about universal joints, ball joints, steering suspension parts, mower spindles, those kinds of things. If the wheels have grease fittings for the front or rear wheels or mower gauge wheels, we would use the red grease for that. But what you need to do is make sure that you wipe off the Zerk fittings before you put the grease gun on them. And squeeze out a little tiny bit of grease off the end of the grease gun, because it'll attract grit and dirt and abrasives from the last time you used it. So you clean off the tip of the grease gun, and you clean off the Zerk fitting. You clean off every Zerk fitting, especially where the Zerk fitting contacts the grease gun. And that way you're not inserting grease into the area that needs to be lubricated. So that's what we do, and we've had zero problems, zero. However, there are people who have lawnmowers, and they bring them to us, riding lawnmowers, and they need new spindles for the mower blades. And it's because they don't have a grease gun, and they don't grease their lawnmower. So it needs expensive repairs, whereas a few squirts of grease could prevent all that from happening. So how much does grease cost? Well, the red grease used to be $1.79 a tube. Actually, I remember it being 59 and 79 cents for a tube of grease when I was selling auto parts back in the 70s. But now it's close to $7 a tube, maybe $7.99 a tube for the red grease. And there's another grease that we use, but not as much. It's green. It's a synthetic grease, and it's colored green. It's called green grease. It's moisture resistant more than other greases. It's compatible with the other greases. And I use that on the front wheel bearings of vehicles like Mercedes. When I service them, I will pack by hand the front wheel bearings of a Mercedes with green grease. It's probably the very, very best you can get. But it's more expensive. Instead of being $6 or $7 for a 14.1-ounce tube, it's $10 per tube, which is a lot of money. And you know, it's interesting that if we are going to repack the wheel bearings of a trailer, we use the red grease. It works pretty well. Right? Works very well. But we will use about sometimes two whole 14-ounce tubes of grease to repack four wheel bearings, depending on the size of the trailer and the size of the bearings. But what we do is we'll take a plastic food service glove, one on each hand. And these are one size fits everybody. So if you're a giant, they'll fit you too. If you have small hands, they're way too big. So I have fairly large hands for my size, and these gloves are pretty big for me. But they sell them at Sam's Club, but they're food service gloves. But they are really good for packing wheel bearings because they don't contain talc and they aren't latex. So they don't have the talc that's on the latex gloves that'll contaminate the wheel bearing grease. So I use the plastic gloves for that. And I'll take like a tablespoon amount of wheel bearing grease, red, and I'll put it, if I'm not working on a Mercedes, if I'm working on a trailer, I'll use red grease, green grease for a Mercedes front wheel bearings. But I'll put about a tablespoon in the palm of my left hand with a glove on. And I'll take the wheel bearing I'm going to pack, and I will put it pressed down into that, in the edge of that little lump of grease, or that pile of grease in my left hand. And I'll force the wheel bearing grease between the wheel bearing needles. And I'll force it and go round and round and round, pushing the grease through so it contacts all the bearings, fully fills all the voids. And you can tell when it's done it because the grease turns from whatever color it used to be to red.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking a little bit about grease and grease guns. And so what I do is I take this lump of grease, about a tablespoon, and put it in a plastic glove on my left hand, and with my right hand, I force the wheel bearing through the grease. I start at the edge and work my way through that pile of grease and keep pushing downward, downward, downward through the grease very slowly so that the grease goes through all of the openings, all of the voids in the wheel bearing. And then I take the grease and I apply it around the perimeter of the wheel bearings. And then what I do is I remove any old grease that might be in the wheel bearing hub or the wheel hub, and I put grease inside there. And that's something that most people don't do because it costs more to do it that way and it uses more grease. That's why I use so much grease when I pack trailer bearings. So I fill those voids in the wheel bearing hub with grease about, and in terms of volume, probably 50% of the volume, the cavity of the wheel bearing hub. I fill that with new grease. And the logic there is that as the hub gets warm, the grease and centrifugal force will throw the grease outward toward the wheel bearings. It'll keep them constantly lubricated. And that's why I don't have any wheel bearing failures with our trailers, or nor the ones that I repack the wheel bearings for, you know, when customers come. And it seems like that gets to be my job. I'm not quite sure why that gets to be the thing that Dad does in the shop, but I get the assignment of wheel bearings. and packing them. And then adjusting wheel bearings is something that you might find interesting. There's all kinds of theories about how to do this. And some people say, well, you take, you know, once you lubricate the and pack the wheel bearings, you, of course, you want to make sure there's no dirt that enters into the grease, because otherwise you tear up the bearings. They'll wear out really quickly. But what most people say to do is you put the castellated nut on the axle, and you tighten it by hand, you know, with your fingers, and you slowly spin that wheel so that you can tighten that nut. And then ultimately you'll use a pair of pliers, like crescent type pliers, and tighten that nut until it gets semi-snug, and then you back off to one castle. And the idea is that a tight wheel bearing will fail faster than a one that has a little bit of room for expansion. Too much room for expansion and you'll have a failure. Too tight and you'll have a failure. You're going to have to get it just right. And there are plenty of YouTube videos to tell you how to do this, but it's kind of an artsy thing where when you learn how to do it by experience. So I suggest that if you're going to do this, you watch a few videos and get a few different opinions on how to do it. But over-tightening is a bad thing. And too much play is a bad thing. So, and then the other thing I do is I make sure that the cotter pin that holds this all together is the right size. Because what I'm finding is that people seem to put the wrong size cotter pins to hold the axle nut. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you get to do this on your front wheel bearings of an older vehicle or of a trailer. I'm probably going to experience this on a trailer first. But if you use too small of a cotter pin, meaning too thin in diameter, it can shear off. And if you reuse them and you bend it open and then close it and open and close it with pliers, it weakens the cotter pin and it can fail. And then also pay attention to how you put the cotter pin on. So there's a couple different theories of how to do that. But the idea of the cotter pin is to hold the castellated nut so it doesn't spin and loosen. Because if it does, and it loosens and comes off, then your wheel's going to fall off. And it'll probably only fall off while you're driving. You don't have to worry about it falling off in the yard. It's going to fall off when you're driving. And the other thing that I do is I pack wheel bearing grease in the cap, the hub cap. Now, people sometimes call wheel covers, you know, decorative wheel covers, they call them hub caps. Hub cap is this little thing that's the size of a half of a cup, and like a half of a coffee cup kind of thing. It's kind of dome shaped on one end. And I put grease in there. I fill it about maybe 50% full of grease, and then I put grease around the perimeter of the hubcap when I tap it back into place with a rubber mallet. And that makes sure that there's still more grease in the bearing area to keep the bearings lubricated so they don't fail. That's how I do it. We'll be right back and we'll talk about water softeners.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S.
USA News Update. Kentucky Representative James Comer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, is reporting more relatives of President Biden will be exposed for having received money from foreign adversaries. Comer on Fox News yesterday.
Well, right now we have 9, but I believe in the end that number will be at least 12. I mean, this was the Biden family influence peddling scheme. And you know, when people say, well, they were involved in ventures around the world, I haven't found a legitimate business on the Biden end. I found legitimate businesses that were paying the LLCs that were then turning around and laundering the money back to the Bidens.
As expected, Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy protection to wind down its business after years of losses and failed turnaround plans. NBC Universal Chief Executive Officer Jeff Shell is out after an investigation into a complaint of inappropriate conduct. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So a quick update on the campground, Natural Farms Campground. You can look it up, Natural Farms Camping or Campground. And or you can go to Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, naturalfarmslc.com. And you can get a feel for where we live, what the Fennelli Farm looks like. I need to take some more pictures and update it because the weather has been really, really wonderful. And I got to tell you that I don't want this to seem braggadocious. It's not. God has done a fabulous job with this project. I'm talking about Project Earth. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, and I spent the last 2 days, the weekend, applying lime to about 100 to 120 acres of pasture and hay fields and a campground. And so we have this buggy. I rented it. It's $150 a day. And this buggy can haul about 10,000 pounds of lime with each load. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes just to load it with a front-end loader. So it's a lot of lime. We spread about somewhere between 200 and 300,000 pounds of lime on our field. That's a lot of lime. And so these buggies hold 10,000 pounds, roughly. And it takes a 100 horsepower tractor to pull this thing because they don't have brakes. These lime buggies with great big tires. The tires must cost $1,000 for all four of these tires. To pull this thing around takes a lot of horsepower, about 100 horsepower. And literally used 35 gallons of diesel fuel just spreading lime over the last couple of days. And the grass looks magnificent. The lime is going to make it even better. And we used high magnesium lime so that the cows will have, you know, magnesium in the grass through the grass uptake of the lime. And I think based on what the fields look like now, our field's looking really, really good as compared to some of our neighboring fields. They don't seem to want to spread lime. Like, maybe it's the cost, maybe it's the effort, but, you know, it literally took me on the tractor pulling the lime and our son with the front-end loader liming or loading the lime into this buggy, you know, every 45 minutes for 2 days during daylight hours. But I think the results are going to be spectacular. So that's what we're doing. Looks like we're going to be able to turn the campground on probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, one of these days, one of those days. So it should be available for making your reservations for the campground. The fire pits are in. Mrs. Finelli and our son spent time putting up some fence to let the campers know where they can camp on the farm. The farm is 241 acres, and we've designated over a million square feet now for camping. And so that includes the fish feeding pond, the pedal boat where you can sit in this little boat and, you know, pedal across a pond and, you know, feed the fish and be in tune with nature and have your picnic lunch right there on the pond if you'd like. There's a picnic table there. And there are four picnic tables and a grill and a toilet and potable water. And each campsite, there are 26 of them. Each campsite has a fire pit, and there's plenty of firewood to pick up if you'd like, or if you'd like to purchase it pre-cut, we'll have that available in buckets, and it'll be aged, dried, clean hardwood, like oak, hickory, white oak, red oak, and that we've cut to the precise lengths for either a one-day camp or a two-day bucket of firewood. And 2 days, about 20 gallons worth, if you're wondering how much firewood that is. And for 1 day, it's like about 6 gallons. So just to give you a rough idea of the amount of firewood. And, of course, the blue eggs, brown eggs, and the steaks, natural farm steaks, and the beef jerky, and the beef sticks, all here for your camping enjoyment. And, you know, you might get a chance to spend a little bit of time with me. I'd love to meet you and say hello and introduce you and welcome you. So that's coming within about a week. That's the update on camping. Then, so this lime, just to give you a feel for it, We applied about 2,000 pounds per acre, roughly. Some more, some less, depending on the area. And it takes a few weeks for the lime to begin working. And it will be working for, you know, a couple of years. And what it does is adjusts the pH of the soil and lets the grass plants take advantage of the fertility at the right pH, and everything works better. Cows like it better. We like it better. The grass is more vigorous, more healthy, and it's just something that that we do here at Natural Farms. Okay, getting back to, oh, here's something I want to talk about. It's kind of interesting. I placed a call last week to the manufacturer of VacuFlow. They manufacture a central vacuuming system. And it's been driving me kind of crazy for a while, well, about 17 years, that the 15-amp circuit breaker on this VacuFlow vacuum would trip. Now, this is a circuit breaker on the vacuum canister itself, okay, the central unit. So there's a 20-amp circuit breaker for the dedicated circuit to power the central vacuum, but the central vacuum itself has a 15-amp circuit breaker. And my hypothesis was that at 125 volts, it's drawing too much current for the motor, and the motor is getting hot and trips the circuit breaker on the vacuum head unit, or the central vacuum unit. And so what I did was I took the trip light. We have an 1,800-watt trip light constant voltage regulator transformer, multi-tap transformer, LC-1800, and you can buy them. We have them running our freezers, and what it does is it reduces the voltage to the end device. So you plug this as a power cord, you plug it in to the wall outlet, and then you plug your freezer or your refrigerator or your computer or whatever you want to not be oversupplied with voltage. You want to have a constant or regulated voltage that's within the proper range, like 120 volts instead of 125, and to protect your equipment and let it last longer. Well, what we found is that electric motors that are the compressors of refrigeration-type devices, freezers and refrigerators, they get hotter with more voltage. We know this. And it causes them to use more electricity, and it causes them to wear out faster. Well, so the 120-volt motor in the vacuum, central vacuum unit, is looking for 120 volts, not 125. And right now we're at 124.7. I just checked it during the break. And so the extra voltage causes more current to be demanded by the electric motor in the vacuum cleaner, and it causes the breaker to trip. So I called the factory, and they said, yeah, we got a fix for that. A 17-amp circuit breaker. So instead of 15 amps, it's 17. Because they can't control the grid. The company that makes VacuFlow cannot control the current from the grid. Or the voltage from the grid. So here we are back with that same problem that I've been reporting for months, that this overvoltage condition is for real. At least that's my interpretation of it. So they will, and it's under warranty, they will send me all the parts necessary. Or actually, what they'd really like to do is have a technician come out here. But, you know, travel 120 miles round trip doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to get the parts, whether I have to pay for them or not, and I'm going to replace them. And I'm going to have no problems. But why do we have to do this? In my opinion, it's just my opinion, it's because of the overvoltage condition. And VacuFlow is going to warranty it. I can't believe it. 17 years old, and they'll provide the parts under warranty for this vacuum cleaner. That's one of the last great companies in the United States, as far as I can tell. And I talked with a gal who's from VacuFlow, and she says, "You can't believe it, can you?" I said, "No, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're going to warranty this?" And she said, "Yeah, we're going to do that." And she said, "You think you won the lottery, right?" I said, "I think I did. I think I did." And so here you go, VacuFlow. So I would say that if you're going to buy a central vac, you might want to consider them. But the problem is, and it's not them, it's the voltage from the power grid that's causing this. Because to move from a 15-amp standard common value circuit breaker to a 17-amp, which is not standard, at least not as common, is a workaround because of the grid. Just want to let you know. Next thing, water softeners. Now, they remove calcium and magnesium from the water, and they will allow your water-type devices and appliances to last longer. There's no question about it. So what we found is that many years ago, I wanted to get a spare washing machine, agitator type. Found one on Craigslist, $100. It used to cost more years ago. So I found this one for $100, and I bought it. And the reason the person sold it is it didn't work. It wouldn't fill the tub. It wouldn't fill the tub because the filter screen on the inlet for the cold water and hot water, you know, where you connect the hoses, those black rubber hoses from your faucet in the laundry area, from that, the rubber hose from there to the back of the washer, the hot and the cold, got plugged up with this hard white calcium deposit. So the water is trying to get through the screen to filter out the big chunks. And the screen got plugged and plugged and plugged over and over, you know, for the couple of years that this machine worked, to the point where it was completely blocked. Water flow is completely blocked by the calcium. And it's really easy to fix. All you have to do is take a toothbrush and some vinegar in a little tiny cup, and you apply the vinegar to the filter screen, and all you do is you remove the hose from the washing machine, you unscrew it, and you apply the vinegar, and the vinegar dissolves the calcium. So you apply it, and you have a little cup to catch the drops, the drips from using the toothbrush, and the toothbrush provides a mechanical rubbing of the vinegar to clean the filter screen. And there you have it. You can do the same thing with your coffee maker, too. I mean, without the toothbrush. Just if you have an electric coffee maker and you have calcium in there, you just put a couple ounces of white vinegar in there and mix it with a small amount of water in the back canister, and it will clean out the heating element area of your coffee maker. So that's what I did with the washing machine. It worked great. It's still working great. It's been working great for years. But we don't have to fix that problem anymore because of software.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, I intended to teach this class regardless of what the reaction might be in terms of students in class. This is a record-breaking class. I never would have expected that we'd have a record-breaking class talking about Zerk fittings, grease guns, red grease, green grease, central vacuum system, circuit breakers tripping, spreading lime, you know, the campsite update. I never would have expected that this would be a record-breaking class, but I thank you for that. Thank you for being in class today. And I look forward to seeing you at Natural Farms Campground. So getting back to the water softener. So what happens is water is held for us underground. And the water comes from the sky. It rains. And then the water travels through the earth and ultimately enters these gigantic caverns, if you will, of, well, they're aquifers. That's where the water is underground. So the perimeter, the container itself, is rock. And some of the rock is limestone, and some of it has iron in it and other minerals, and they get dissolved by the water. And then the water carries the minerals up with it when we go to use the water. We pump it out and from wells, for example, and use it in our washing machines and coffee makers. And the lime, the calcium, gets stuck to some of the parts of our appliances, like the filter screen and the boiler, if you will, of an electric coffee maker. So the easy way to get that out is with just use vinegar, a couple ounces of vinegar mixed with water, put it through your coffee maker a few times, and you'll find out your coffee maker works great after that. Now, don't drink the water until you've flushed out the coffee maker several times. You probably want to put, after you've done this a few times with the vinegar and water mixture, then what you want to do is pour out all the vinegar, start with fresh cold water, and clean out your coffee maker by making a few pots of just water without coffee, okay? Just water. And then pour that out and discard it. Or you can pour it in the back tank of your toilet and use the remaining acidity of the vinegar water solution to dissolve any calcium that might be in the toilet tank that's preventing your flush valve from working properly. Okay, so back to water softeners. We have one, and it's a commercial. It's made by Kenmore, which was made by Whirlpool, and it removes the hardness of the water. So we use way less detergent, way less in our dishwasher, way less soap in the shower, way less detergent in the washing machine, way less. I'm talking about like one quarter the amount. So the amount that you spend on detergents goes way down. Way down. But what you will incur an expense of is the water softener. If you put it in yourself, you can buy a unit for $400, $500, somewhere around there. And I would get a Whirlpool brand if it were up to me to buy another one. And what happens is the hardness or the calcium, the lime, the magnesium from the water will not clog up your faucet aerator. Like in your kitchen sink, in your bathroom sinks, you know, the ones that don't spray right anymore, don't work right anymore. Well, it's because they're clogged up with lime and calcium, magnesium. So you prevent all that. Now, the bottom line is we have never had a problem with an aerator in our bathroom sinks, nor our kitchen sinks, nor the inlet screens of our washing machine or a dishwasher in 17 years. No problems. No problems at all. For the ones that use soft water. Now, I did an experiment. I ran separate plumbing to two of the bathroom toilets, just the toilets, because I figured, why use soft water and waste that salt that is used to regenerate the water softener for toilet flushing? Why do that? So I have two toilets that use hard water. And you know what? They get lime buildup, and I have to clean that out, clean out the lime with vinegar. But I don't have to do that with the toilets that use soft water. But I don't like using soft water because I think it's wasteful. So anyway, what I'm saying is it absolutely positively works. Water, soft water is the way to go to improve the life expectancy of all your water type appliances. And faucets and shower controls. And you don't have the lime buildup in the shower or in the bathtub or on the tile if you have soft water. It's the way to go. So how much salt do you use? Well, we use about 1 40-pound bag of salt per month on average. One bag per month. So what does that cost? Well, it used to be about $4.50, you know, before the current new pricing structure by the administration. Now it's more like $6 to $7 for a 40-pound bag. So you figure $6 or $7 once a month, forever. So what we try to do is buy, 1,000 pounds at a time or more, put it in the truck when it's on sale, and bring it to the farm. And stack it, and it lasts for years and years and years and years in these heavy-duty plastic bags. Water softener is the way to go. It will improve the efficiency of your hot water heater, too. Absolutely.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.